Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We have, of course, spoken rather extensively about Jacob Zuma's medical parole. And the question, I guess, is there a chance that this will be overturned? Mpolelo Zikalala is the legal analyst and the director at Zikalala Pty Limited. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us once again. How are you doing?
Good morning to you, and also good morning to your listeners.
So is there any... Where does this... How does this play out now?
It's all about a question of time and the desired outcome. Let us put the two scenarios. If you want the former president, or if the intention is that for the former president to go back to jail, I don't believe that's going to be achieved due to the amount of time in which it would take this matter to be settled at the end of the day. So I don't think they'll be able to succeed on that one, and I don't think they're going to. The time is basically not on their side.
Can I just see clarity there? In other words, the fact is that the sentence still continues to run. If it's overturned, it doesn't pause and go back. Is that right?
Definitely.
Ah, okay. So that makes a very big difference.
Definitely. So it all comes back to the true intention. However, if you want to pursue the matter on the basis of principle and you want to say, this is what I want for all future medical paroles to go through. This is a procedure which must be laid down by the law so that at the end of the day, we don't find ourselves in a problem of not being able to identify what exactly the parole board must look at, the powers of the Correctional Services Commissioner. Then let's discuss the matter so that we bring it all to finality. Then they can pursue the matter and be able to put it to rest.
I would imagine, though, that the reason to attack this medical parole is probably less about Jacob Zuma and more about the system that enabled this to happen or allowed it to happen. Would you agree with that?
To a certain extent, yes, I would agree, because there's this veil of secrecy around the manner in which the medical parole operates, the circumstances or its definition of a person being terminally ill. Second to that is the powers of the commissioner in terms of overturning the advice that he or she would receive from the medical parole board, and whether he is bound by that particular advice in which he receives, in which the normal course of business or the way in which we interpret our legal prescripts, I would say yes. Because you are not a legal expert and you're not privy to the information that they have, they make recommendations to you for a particular reason. You must be bound by that information or the recommendations that they give you, unless you find something which is contrary to that and which actually proves that they're incorrect. But if you don't have anything on hand, then you are bound by that particular decision and you must abide by it.
Surely there is a greater need for transparency given the fact that that Jacob Zuma is a former president, given the fact that this is all about corruption and about cronyism and about having the right friends in the right places. Surely there should be an acceptance that this is a requirement.
The way in which our law works, it then says, yes, I'm going to afford you the type of rights that we afforded to anyone. So, whether you're the former president or not, you still have your right to privacy, your right for your medical records not to be divulged to anyone. But at the end of the day, I'm going to then open up a system in which if I want to break that veil of secrecy, I'm going to use PIA, for example, which is a Promotion of Access to Information Act, and use those basic principles in terms of getting that information, and also use the court as they are doing now to get that particular information. It's just that it takes a bit of time, and depending, as I stated earlier, and what is their true intention, then it may be on a basis of principle they'll be able to win and come out victorious at the end in terms of making sure that there are detailed principles that one must follow before medical parole recommendations are overturned. Or then say, if you want him to go back to jail, I don't see them succeeding at that.
What's fascinating as well is that there is a lot of, and obviously you're right in what you're saying, is that there needs to be, you know, that even a former president has the same rights, but it needs to cut both ways. If a normal person is found guilty and sentenced to imprisonment, nobody's driving out to his home to negotiate when he feels it's the right time to come and present himself to the prison. So it clearly is only working one way. You can't be hide, surely, and not you. One can't be hide behind the fact that the former president has the same rights, but then grant him a lot more rights in other areas.
Which is why you then have these particular, the alternative legal systems, which you then are able to use in order to bring the matter to finality. Where let's say the loophole is when it comes to the Correctional Services Act, it does not cater for the improvement of the person's life or the medical health after they've been released. So if you are released today on the basis that you are terminally ill, and it turns out tomorrow by miracle, so by whatever medical intervention that you have engaged in, that your life turns out to be better, you are then able to live your life the normal way. It doesn't say then you come back to jail and continue with your sentence. Once you are out, you are out.
Mm.
Maybe what is important in terms of determining the extent in which these particular provisions must be changed, you look at those circumstances and say, let's change the Correctional Services Act. Let's make sure that the true intention of sending someone to jail is then observed, which is to make sure that they change. There's an element of punishment here and there. And if I can't achieve that, or if that has been disturbed by the medical condition of a person and then it later improves, let them come back to jail and serve their sentence.
Do you think that this is going to reflect badly on the current president, given the fact that he seems to have given his blessing to it?
It reflects badly on not only him, on the Minister of Justice and Correctional Development, because you then go back and say, what type of oversight role do you then have as a person who's been given that particular portfolio? Do you really understand what is supposed to happen at the end of the day with the responsibility that you've been given? And as the president, he's the ultimate accounting officer when it comes to every single department that we have in South Africa. And hence, he must be able to answer as to what actually happened. And it actually falls upon him and any other person who has that particular responsibility to then say, wait, hang on, I want to ensure that all decisions which are taken under my watch, where I'm president or where I'm minister, are above board and they can stand the ultimate test if they're taken to court. If we are going to overlook those things, you run the risk of being branded as being biased, and you also run the risk of being accused of not complying with the roles and definition that you've been given by the Constitution.
Now we understand that even if it's overturned, it's not going to impact on him going back to prison. Do you think that there's a chance that it will still be overturned, given the facts, obviously, not the, and never mind the outcome?
I think it can be overturned, and then the court will then say, we can't retrospectively make it apply from the date in which the order was made or was applied for. So on the basis of principle, yes, we've been able to cover the case law. But in terms of getting the former president to go back to jail, I don't think that's going to work. Let's also remember, the normal parole was going to apply, I think, at the end of October, after he has served his one-third or one-sixth of the sentence. So anyways, he was going to come out at the end of the day. It's just that he was bumped up and it was made a bit sooner than what would have normally applied as to his parole.
Very, very interesting indeed. Mpilele Sikalala, legal analyst and director at Sikalala Pty Limited, talking to us this morning about Jacob Zuma's release. Could it be overturned? Thank you, as always, for chatting to us.